playing hip hop and don't stop, just blast off. Sure shot, cause the man from Mars stop eating cars and eating bars, and now he only eats guitars. Yeah.
This is Phil Jupiter off of Nevermind the Buzzcocks, and you are listening to Burst. Nevermind.
Right, we're back, and it's 50 minutes to 5. Just working my way around the clock.
It's what, 15 minutes to 5?
Oh, 50 seconds, I meant. 15 minutes to 5. And it's time for our brand new feature. It's the Burst News.
News incoming. News incoming. Hi, I'm Burst Rogers. You're listening to BURST News Channel. I'm Burst Rogers. In the news today, Tony Blair has agreed that US missiles can be based in Britain as part of a giant shield to stop a nuclear holocaust. Star Wars 2 project would protect the UK from any North Korean or Iranian nuclear missile attack. Mr. Blair has been in top secret talks with President George Bush since the autumn. Details of the plan are revealed in America's Missile Defense Agency budget plan seen by the Sun. I'm Burst Rogers. Angelina is sexiest in history. Angelina Jolie has been named the sexiest individual ever by an online poll. The Tomb Raider beauty, a 31-year-old mama freak, came 4 places above her actor lover, Brad Pitt. Elvis Presley was second, ahead of Marilyn Monroe. Video game heroine Lara Croft, played on screen by Angelina, was 6th. Kylie, my hits are a turn-on. Kylie Minogue has vowed to make her next CD the sexiest pop album ever. The Aussie singer who battled breast cancer was drafted in unknown Scottish writer Calvin Harris, 23, to help with it. Can they tell I'm just reading it from the Sun? What do you reckon?
The phone's ringing.
What did we do? Should we interrupt the news? I'm Burst Rogers.
Onto the phone, Burst.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's
Hello?
This? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello, you're live on Burst.
You might be keeping me on hold, so let me go on here.
Hello? Hello?
I think you just hung up on him, Burst.
Let's cut him off. Right, we'll have to try that again. Should we go back to the news?
Yes.
Interrupt my news bit. How dare they ring that bloody phone? Where was I? Britney Spears.
We didn't chase that one over, did we? That's right, did we? It's on the news. Isn't it?
No, it's right.
Hey!
Britney Spears, off her brolly.
Whatever.
Wild-eyed Britney. I'm Burst Rogers, by the way. Wild-eyed Britney attacks car after furious bust-up with ex. This is the moment Britney Spears went into meltdown and attacks an empty car with an umbrella. The bald, wide-eyed singer erupted into a violent fury after a strange husband, Kevin Federline, refused to let her see their sons. Teeth bared, she screams. Right, that's it. I quit. I'm not doing this bloody news anymore.
What?
Here's the weather. Randy Gale, take over.
Oh, I am Randy. Hello. Ooh, Burst has just left. He's got a phone call. Ooh, he has. Right. Ooh, and the weather, anyway. Anyway, Burst, you're making too much noise. Anyway, the weather, yes, in Bristol, it's a little bit, a bit chilly and nippy today. I mean, I think about probably 10 degrees, a bit rainy, a bit of cloud coverage, I'd say. Oh, yes. Yes, and the rest of the UK's not looking that nice either, is it? No. Ooh. Oh, it's not very nice today.
I'm sorry, this has all gone wrong since Burst got a horrible phone call from a horrible person, I'm sure. Oh, who's that horrible person talking to Burst? Yes.
God, yes. I don't know. I'm not doing this anymore. That was,
this has all gone horribly wrong.
That was Randy Gale with Burst Rogers, the anchorman on BRST News.
I'm Randy.
Oh, God. It's Dr. Paul's fault. I blame him for calling us in the middle of our
Dr. Paul. New oh, I know.
I think that's back to the...
I know. Back to the drawing board,
You can stop
eh?
The voice now. We're not doing the news anymore.
Oh, that's a shame. I was enjoying that.
I think that was possibly worse than the improv. Oh, God.
Oh, the phone's ringing. It's all gone horribly wrong.
Hello?
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 Dr. Love, can you hear
Hello?
Me?
Hello?
Oh, God, it's all going wrong. Hello? Hello?
I can't hear very well.
I can't hear anything. Hello?
Can you hear us at all?
Hello?
What's going on?
Hello?
Can you hear us now?
Hello?
I'm just shouting hello.
Hang on.
Hello? Anything? Flip.
I was
this
confident.
This is all going horribly wrong, isn't it?
I was confident that we had the phone... working.
I thought we had the phone working.
No problems.
Shall we read the folder again? Shall we go to another song whilst we're waiting?
No.
We're just going to burst on with it, aren't we?
No, I'm just going to read this. The Burst studio phone number is 0017-954-5777. Make sure to call it on the telephone is pushed down. Yep.
Is it pressed down?
Press connect.
We did that.
Yep. Hang up the handset.
Yeah, did that.
Press clean feed. Right. Turn the talk back and clean feed volumes up.
Hello.
Yeah, it's fine. No, I'm stumped. Maybe that one needs to... Whoops.
No, that one's to be on anyway, doesn't it? Wouldn't the light on.
Right.
Oh, here you go. Right. Third time lucky.
Hello. Can you hear us?
Hello?
Hello?
Is that Dan? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Slightly, really quiet.
Do you want me to speak? Sorry, chat.
What?
Hello?
Am I on air?
Yes, you are.
Hello.
Hi, how's it going? What are you guys up to?
We're in this really nice pub in Philly.
Yeah, is it the rugby club?
No, we're getting money from another pub.
All right.
Then we're going to the rugby club.
Right, are you watching the rugby at the moment?
Yeah, no. There's no rugby on now.
Who won between Scotland and Italy?
Scotland beat... No, Italy beat Scotland.
How much have you been drinking?
Quite a bit. Italy beat Scotland 37-17. Can you believe it?
I know, I was quite shocked when they were leading 21-0 after 10 minutes.
I know, after about 10 minutes. Oh, and Caerphilly got beat by... who did they get beat by, Dr. Paul?
Bargoyd.
Caerphilly got beat by Bargoyd by how much points?
23-17.
Did you watch that game?
Yeah, it was very good. We got very wet, but it was a good time. I'm glad to be your sports reporter.
That's no problem.
And West Ham losing 3-0.
Oh, West Ham are losing 3-0. What do we hear about that? We're from Caerphilly. West Ham apparently losing 3-0.
Who was the star Caerphilly player?
Sorry?
Who was the best player for Caerphilly?
Our Sexy Sweeney, I think his name is.
Sexy Sweetie,
that's his name. He's the best player for Caerphilly.
What are you guys doing tonight? Are you heading out after the Wales game?
Maybe. We're probably going to go out on the pull in Caerphilly, you know.
Yeah.
Dr. Paul's got a few ladies lined up for us.
Is there a Saturday disco at the rugby club tonight?
Yeah, there is a Saturday disco, actually, with Rachel the Diva. She's hosting tonight in Caerphilly Rugby Club.
Are you going to go to that?
Yeah, there's a hot 17-year-old barmaid who everyone's trying to get it on with right now.
Really?
Everyone from the 60-year-old men to the 15-year-old guys are all trying to get a bit of that stuff.
Is Dr. Love getting anywhere with her?
Yeah, Dr. Love's had a few little chats with her. Do you want to have a little chat with him?
Okay, sure.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Dad.
He's really, really quiet. Borada?
Borada, Dr. Love, how are you?
I'm very well. I can't hear you very well. I'm about as quiet as a mouse in a trampolining club. I tell you what, this rugby is load of rubbish. I just hope the island beat the English, eh?
Yeah, where are you watching the game?
Come on, the island.
I'm watching the game in Caerphilly, yes. We're just going to get some chips. And, oh no, I'm getting cut off. What's this? Something's coming towards me. Is it a monster? Is it a monster? Yes, it is. Goodbye.
What?
Is it a monster? Yeah, you must have heard that song.
The first hour of this show started off quite well. It was flawless production-wise. We had some good laughs.
Sorry, forget the last 10 minutes.
Good music. And then we go into that ridiculous BRST news channel feature.
Yeah.
Goes downhill from there. That's because I blame Dr. Love.
Yeah, he put us off.
During the feature. Off. And then we speak to him. I don't have a clue what they're on about. They sound drunk.
Well, you know, they're Welsh.
Yeah, and all Welsh are drunk. So we're going to go to a new song, and I'm going to try and, I don't know, pull myself together, I think. Matt, what do you fancy?
I fancy some...
Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, Fleetwood Mac. They'll do.
Little Lies. I think your effort last week was probably better than I'm doing in this last 10
well,
minutes.
Well, we've done terrible, haven't we? Oh, well.
We're back and you're listening to Saturday Live with the saviour of Burst Radio, Johnny Bristol, in the hot seat, and we have Matt sitting next to me.
You don't see much of a saviour today.
Oh, I'm having a bit of an off day.
I don't think Hayley's listening, so there's nothing she can say to her.
No. I'm still going to get that award, I think, for best show. Yeah. But we're still going to get that award for best show.
Yeah, well, it's all you, really.
Student Media Awards. I hope so. Yeah. Do you know when they are?
No. I was going to ask you when they were.
No, I don't know.
You should have asked Hayley yesterday.
Yeah. Oscars coming up on Sunday. Can we watch some of the on TV?
We can't. Well, we can. They're on Sky Movies, so we can't because we haven't got Sky Movies. But if you've got Sky Movies, they're on Sky Movies 1, I think. at about 9 o'clock, I think they are. Or maybe they're later than that. Anyway, they're on Sky Movies 1 in the evening.
Okay, sure. You can call the studio on 0717-954-5777. Some drunk Welsh boys already have today. Or you can talk to Matt on the MSN.
There's no one talking to me at the moment.
BizStudio@hotmail.com. We're going to go to a new track. It's The Beatles. The Beatles, yeah. And you're listening to Saturday Live. It's 5:15. You've got about 5 minutes left of me before I go watch rugby.
Yeah, I'm knackered.
Yeah,
I'm just feeling really tired now.
Why? After last night?
I don't know why. I'm just feeling really tired.
Mm. What have you got lined up for the next 40 minutes? What songs? Have you decided yet?
I have decided.
You gonna tell us?
No, I'm not gonna tell you.
No,
because it might cause you to change your mind and stay and not let me play.
No, I'm going in 5 minutes. So, are you heading out tonight?
No, I don't think so.
No? Not with the Dermster, who's going to Thekla?
I've said many times, I will not go to Thekla.
What, ever again?
Ever.
Why not? Well, same reason I won't go to Wedge.
Yeah, pretty much same reason why you won't go to Wedge. It's a simple fact, day you go to Wedge, I'll go to Thekla.
Okay.
There you go.
I guess we're not going to see that day.
No, it's not going to happen, is it?
Right, Burst, coming up later today, we've got Forever Delayed at 6 o'clock. There's no news today, it's a weekend, unfortunately for you.
Well, there's no news yesterday anyway. Although, actually there was. Anyway,
yeah, improv yesterday. And then...
Basement Sessions, is it?
8 o'clock, Basement Sessions.
Yeah.
And there's no Ali show at 9:30 today.
So there'll be no more little gems like... just dance around the room naked.
I don't know what she's going to do, actually. I don't know if... she's going to get Basement Sessions to stick on a repeat show, or if she's got someone covering it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Right, I'm going to play my final track, and then I'm going to go downstairs and watch rugby in the Epi, and I'm going to leave you with Matt Wallace. So have a good one, Bristow, and I'll see you next week.
Sometimes I feel like throwing my hands up in the air. I know I can count on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care, but you've got the love I need to see me through.
won't do. But sooner or later in life, the things you love, you'll lose. Just like before, I know I'll call on you.
That was the Source featuring Candy Station, You've Got the Love, and Johnny hasn't left yet, he's just staring at me ominously.
Yeah, I just wanted to listen to the end of that song, really. It's quite a good one. Just make sure you got no problems before I go.
No, I have no problems. There's never any problems when I'm running the show.
We'll see when I edit it next week.
Never. I may handily delete it off the computer.
Right, have a good one. See you in a bit.
See you later. Johnny's off to watch the rugby, and I am here, and I am me. I'm me? Gosh. I don't even know what I'm saying. It's all going to be all crazy again, but something I don't get to play very often. I'm going to play a song now. Something I don't get to play very often because Johnny doesn't like them, but it is the Goo Goo Dolls. So, yes, I know, Goo Goo Dolls. Anyway, the Goo Goo Dolls, Here Is Gone. Hopefully. There we go.
Come to you. MTV's Doctor on Burst Radio, Bristol University Radio. Now, if you're going out drinking, just remember, drink no more than your doctor would, which gives you lots and lots of scope. The definition, after all, of an alcoholic is someone who drinks even more than their doctor.
That was Dr. Hilary Jones telling us a bit about alcohol and pointing out that doctors are not alcoholics, which I don't believe for one second. I think he was trying to be funny there, but I wasn't laughing. Anyway, Johnny has gone, and he's gone to watch the rugby in the Epi, so if anybody's down the Epi, they can say, "Hey, Johnny," and he might say, "Hey, back," or he might say, "Rrr." Actually, no, he wouldn't say that, because he's a nice guy. No, he's not. anyway, watching the rugby in the Epi later on, I will be there as well. Might be a bit disruptive, because early on they were setting up a party. I think it's the Medics Beach Party tonight. So if you want to come down, I'm sure you're able to get in, and you can see a load of half-naked medics dancing around to some kind of songs. There was a band playing earlier, or practicing. It was quite loud, it was quite deafening, and it gave me a headache, so I won't be there. Meh. God, Johnny's going to have a field day when he listens to this back and hears me just babbling on, because I don't think I've got a very attractive voice. Anybody think I've got an attractive voice? I don't know. If you do, MSN me in. I would like to hear. I mean, I can be sexual. God, no, sorry. Oh, God, I can't believe I said that. anyway, yes. Talking of the rugby, who was it playing earlier? Scotland. Scotland lost to Italy by about 20 points. Quite a bad defeat, really, because Italy aren't that good. And, yes, England, Ireland playing in now. And Wales versus France, it must be, because they're the only one left a bit later on tonight, which Johnny will be watching as well. Anyhow, moving swiftly on to my next song, because it's by Tracy Chapman, because I've been listening to her for past week, and I've just become obsessed. I have a Tracy Chapman obsession now, and I think she's a brilliant artist and quite underrated. So I'm going to play one of her biggest hits. It is Fast Car.
You get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says body's too old for working. Body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school, and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. Remember when we were driving in your car, speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder, and I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car.
go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburb. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us. Your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. Instead of drinking late at the bar, some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. So take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving in your car. So fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us. Your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Fast enough so you can fly away. You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Beautiful, absolutely beautiful there. Tracy Chapman and Fast Car. And I, as I say, I've become obsessed with her. And if I could see her in concert, I would. But, I don't know, Johnny doesn't really like her that much. Because, you know, he likes his... He likes his P. Diddy and his Kanye West. And these sort of, like, rappy sort of music, which I can't stand. I like the balance. I like the relaxing. I like the sensual stuff. I like it sensual. You know, so... It's all good. It's all good. And I'm just looking around on Johnny's computer now, and he's got so many quotes from last week of me. Literally, he's saved them all, and it's so embarrassing when I think back about how terrible it went last week, and I was like, going, what do I want to play? Oh, I don't know. And, I'm blurbing around all that stuff. But, God. Oh, I hate doing this show on my own, really. I don't know. But I have... Mucho's respect for the people who do their shows on their own, because, you know, they have to cue songs up and play songs and talk and talk and talk and talk, and they've got to make it interesting. And I know I want to say blurbing on now, but, you know, I'm just going on and on and on, and it's really, really dull. I just know people out there will find it really dull. So, I do have respect for people that do this show, do their burst shows on their own, and they cope well with it. And mutual respect to them, and mutual respect to Johnny, because he makes it seem so easy when he's running everything, and I do not find this easy one bit. I find it so difficult. But, you know, it's all good. And whilst I've finished talking now, I'm going to play a song which was on in the Epi last night when me and Johnny went for a drink after we'd been on the Haley Show. And, well, he said he liked it, and then he found out what it was, and then he said he didn't like it. So I'm a bit torn as to know whether he likes this song or not. So I'm going to play it anyway, and maybe I'll get some feedback from him later on whether or not he does like it. But anyway, it's the Human League and Together in Electric Dreams.
Thank you. has taught me to be brave. No matter where I go, I'll never find a better prize.
Find a better prize.
You're miles and miles away. I see you every day. I don't have to try. I just close my eyes. I close my eyes.
Has been dancing around the studio there to the Human League whilst trying to patch Johnny's laptop away because I don't want any more because I'm on my iPod and I've got all the music I need right here. And now I'm literally just gonna you know, just go straight on and just go into other songs because I really have nothing to talk about and literally nothing at all to talk about. I mean, we did the news earlier, we did this stupid radio script thing, we had the drunk Welsh people phoning up, Dr. Paul phoning up him. He might be back in the studio at some point soon, I don't know, to run that past Johnny. And, I was watching Scrubs the other day, and they played a song by a band called The Fray. It was called How to Save a Life. And then I was watching a music channel yesterday or the day before, I think it was, and they had this song on. And I'm not going to play that song, because I think it's quite sad and quite a dull song. But it prompted me to download a load of the songs by The Fray, and this song I'm about to play is one of my favourites that they've done. So it's called All At Once, I think. It's called All At Once, and it is by The Fray.
There are certain people you just keep coming back to. She is right in front of you. Right.
ends all at once. The crowd begins to see. Sometimes.
Take me home.
Beautiful Closing Time by, oh god, Semisonic, and someone is phoning me and it's, oh god, I wish they wouldn't. God knows what I'm supposed to do with this. God knows, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Hello? 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 Someone's phoning me up? No? Nothing at all? Nothing at all? Hello? Nothing? No? No, it's just not working. Just not working for me. Oh god, no. That's all going wrong. Hello? No? Nothing? Oh, someone. Whoever it was has hung up. Never mind, I'll hang up on them. Anyway, before I was rudely interrupted there, that was Closing Time by the Semisonic, and it's a good show, yeah. God, I don't know what I'm talking about now at all. I don't know. Anyway, God, shit. No, I'm actually just talking because I've got a song I want to play, and it's quite a long one, and it's going to close the show, and it's a song that Johnny would never, ever allow me to play, ever. You wouldn't believe how many times I've tried to get him to play this, and no chance, no hope in heck chance of him ever playing this song. And this artist is playing at Ashton Gate in end of June, start of July, end of June, 28th, I think it is. And, I think everyone should go and see him because he's brilliant and he might not be around for much longer. Anyway, yes, it is going to be brilliant. Anyway, to close the show, the best rock anthem of all time, in my opinion, and in many people's opinions, not Johnny's, however, it is Meat Loaf. It doesn't need any more introduction than that. Just Meat Loaf.
So bright. There's evil in the air, there's thunder in the sky, and the killers on the bloodshot streets. On down in the tunnel with a deadly horizon, I swear I saw a young boy down in the gutter. He was starting to foam in the heat.